It is time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Our forecast is absolutely perfect for our topic this morning. We've had frost the last few mornings. There's even been a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of windshield scraping that has needed to go on. And then, of course, as we look at the extended forecast, we're talking about 75 by the time we hit next week. So basically, we're at that point in the seasons where we haven't given up on our summer stuff, but we're thinking about our winter stuff. And that's when things like the Great Lakes gear exchange come in super, super handy. Emily Ritchie's on the line to tell us a little bit more about it. Hey, Emily, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa.
So what kinds of gear are we talking about here?
Yeah, so we sell used outdoor gear on consignment, and outdoor gear includes all your silent sports. So everything from canoe camping to downhill skiing to ice fishing equipment, bikes, human-powered boats, so canoes and kayaks and stand-up paddle boards. So anything that will get you outside, exploring the world around you, with your own, you know, that, with human power. So nothing motorized, but yeah, there's a plethora of sports that we, you know, will help you find the gear for.
Okay, gotta ask, because it's my passion. What about what about dog sleds?
Dog sleds. Oh, we haven't had a dog sled come into the shop, but that would be pretty rad. We have had lots of dog stuff. Though. So harnesses,
oh, fantastic. Leases, what backpacks. About backpacks? Yes. Well, all right. If you saw my dogs are the kind of dogs that fit into backpacks.
Ah.
But that doesn't mean that if you don't have, you know, a good-sized athletic dog or even, you know, an appropriately sized backpack for the dog, my guys would certainly be capable of packing in and out their own dinner dish. And enough food, you know, for an afternoon hike and a little bit of water. They could certainly do that. Appropriately sized. Sled dog mushing is a silent sport after the dogs begin to move. What I've noticed
definitely.
Is that it's outrageously loud before the dogs are allowed to run. But once the dogs are allowed to run, it becomes all but silent, except for the whooshing of the runners. And then it's just so it's really kind of amazing that they can switch it off just like that. It would seem that these quote unquote silent sports, the idea of making gently used equipment available for people who enjoy these kind of things is kind of a no-brainer. Talk about the link between and a sense of environmental responsibility and reusing gear.
Yeah, totally. There's an incredible link. So everything in our store is has been previously loved, has been used before. We only take gear that's in good condition, though. So, you know, we want people to still be able to use the stuff. The link is direct. We are keeping, a plethora of different items out of the landfill. So making sure that, things aren't just being thrown away. We're making sure that people can get out and appreciate the natural spaces around them. So deepening that connection and wonder and appreciation for our natural spaces in hopes that people will care for them deeper. A huge goal of our business is not only just providing the physical things to get you outside, is to be a place of learning and education. So folks can come into our shop and say, I've never cross-country skied before, but it looks like a ton of fun. How do I get started? Where do I get started? What are the things that I need? What are the tips and tricks that I need to know to get me, on the snow? And so that's really our goal is twofold. One, to get folks out in the world exploring, making that more accessible, whether it be financially or culturally, And then this sustainability piece, making sure that, you know, the poofy jacket that your kid grew out of doesn't just get thrown away. Another kid gets to use it, or your cross country skis that you use, but now you're switching to downhill. Don't end up in a landfill, but someone else can use them. Another piece that we are beginning to explore is the world of repairs, which is really exciting, and figuring out how can we create a good system for folks in the Northland to repair their items. So you have a tent that got a big rip in the screen. Let's figure out how to fix it so you can keep using it as opposed to having to throw that away. Or, you know, same goes with clothing and that sort of repair. So stay tuned for that. We're still in the works, but it's happening, which is very exciting.
Well, and that is a huge piece. There was a situation years ago with my very tiny one-person tent and my holy terrier, and it involved a raccoon or a squirrel or something outside the tent in the middle of the night and a busted zipper on the tent. And I was absolutely gobsmacked. I do a little bit of sewing, but I didn't have any idea how to replace that zipper. And I thought, well, that's the end of my tent. Well,
yeah.
So having those options so that you don't have to give up a piece of beloved gear or garb. What a fabulous idea. So I would imagine that if folks say, gosh, you know, I'm really good at repairing XYZ, that for them to get in touch with you would be a super, super idea.
That would be awesome. Yes, please get in touch with us if you have a certain repair skill. We'd love to hear from you, learn from you, partner with you. That would be excellent. So the other piece that we do in our store besides selling individuals consigned gear, so, people bringing us individualized, their individual stuff. We also partner with local makers, which is very cool and very exciting. So in the Northland, there's lots of really amazing small businesses who make super cool outdoor gear, right? We partner with them and consign their items to sell. Their stuff is new because it has recently been made, but we really love supporting the entrepreneurial efforts of other small businesses in our region who have the same goal as us, of getting people outside. So we've got some pretty awesome local maker consigners in our shop, like Superior Fleece, if you've heard of them, or Craig Dog, who makes... so you'll like this one, dog leashes and dog toys out of old climbing ropes, some net local knife makers, and many, many more. So that's another opportunity for folks to get involved, too, if they are a maker of some sort of outdoor-focused item. We would love to hear from them, too, because that's really fun to just, diversify what's in our shop and also just support other small businesses just like ours. Cool.
Have you discovered during our pandemic times that folks are more anxious to get outside, or perhaps they're a little bit more cautious because even if they just want to, you know, hike or kayak or whatever, they still don't want to, they want to be responsible. Maybe they don't want to get into a scrum of, you know, well, everybody was trying to launch, you know, their kayaks today and there was a big crowd of people. What's the attitude been over our very, very strange spring and summer?
That's a great question, Lisa. People are still wanting to get outside. That's a space that, you know, people can properly social distance, right, and find their space on a trail. We are incredibly lucky to live in a space with hundreds of miles of trails and lakes and rivers to go explore. People are wanting to get the equipment to go do so, or, you know, to feel comfortable doing so. We have had lots of folks come into the shop saying, I want a kayak now because I think that's something that I could do. Which is fantastic. There is kind of there's been a run on bikes in the country, I guess, right now. Bikes have been selling out because folks are wanting to get outside and move their bodies and social distance. So riding a bike is a great way to do that. And we sell bikes, and we sold a lot of them this summer. I think the pandemic has been, of course, scary and strange, but our outdoor spaces have really been a place to find some peace and some healing from all of that. So, yeah, lots of folks are still getting outside for sure.
Emily, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. What a treat to talk with you.
Yeah, you as well, Lisa. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
Emily Ritchie of Great Lakes Gear Exchange, our guest this morning on Green Visions. We'll get a link set up with some more information in case you want to touch base with them. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.